All right. You want to talk to us about benefits funding?
Yes.
Is that you?
It is. And Stephen a little bit if need be. So at our previous council meeting, the council approved the allocation of resources in the 13-14 fiscal year to address the full year cost of 12-13 benefit cost changes. In theory, the 12-13 were only for a portion of the year, and there was a full year cost, and the budget does not include additional general fund resources for those costs, and it was determined that it was recommended by the budget working group and ultimately adopted by the council that we would allocate those funds. And so in part we're informing you that that is our expectation and that's what we're doing. It was a key that we got the money out early so it could be included for budget planning purposes, and that we are going to be doing the survey again for benefits and pursuing both the funding of the unfunded costs for what happened last year, as well as the new costs. So again, it's something that Kurt mentioned in terms of the budget change proposal, but we're still pursuing appropriate funding for our benefit cost changes. And you know, we'll keep you informed, but we're going to get that money out instead of waiting for a decision from the Department of Finance and still advocate for the resources. So it's not an action item, it's just more of an informational issue. Yes, Mike.
Are those numbers reflected on one of these charts?
I think we had it on page, I think page 38. Yeah. So again, you know, the concern is that do we have sufficient revenues in the Tricor Trust Fund, and hopefully the revenues are sufficient so that we can make the allocation of this additional benefit cost in 13-14. Yes, Jake.
So I just want to make sure we're all hearing that point, right? But what you're saying is that the direction of the council is to, because it wasn't funded by the general fund for this fiscal year, to fund it out of the trial court trust fund.
Right.
But the caveat is if there's enough revenue coming into the trial court trust fund to have the revenue to disperse, right?
Right.
So I just want to make sure we're all hearing that nuance that there's always a chance that there won't be, and then that funding's not coming.
Or some smaller portion. I mean, if we can't do all 30, you know, is it 25? Is it 20? Something like that. But at this point, we're projecting that we're going to have sufficient, but we're getting very tight on the trial court trust fund revenues. At our most recent revenue update, we reduced our projection in the current budget years by $24 million each year. So that's a pretty, it may seem like, on one hand, a lot of money. It's a very small percentage of the total Tricor Trust Fund revenues, but it's still, we're getting so close and we're allocating as many dollars as we can that there's not a lot of room left to, you know, to sort of squeeze out of the Tricor Trust Fund.
So let me just follow up on that. So this is going to go back a couple of years for those that have been here. So we used to ask Stephen Nash to use his crystal ball. So we'll ask you, I guess, here. Should we be counting on that funding coming through, or should we as... you know, not just the 30 of us here, but our colleagues who are planning on less than that number? I mean, as we start to develop our budgets for the year, what's the best guess?
I mean, I'm an optimistic person, but I'm not unrealistic. And so, I mean, maybe three quarters would be a reasonable amount to plan on, and then we will be updating the group in terms of where we see the revenues. We're still finalizing current, the 11-12-13 revenues, and they're coming in fairly close. So that's good, but we just want to make sure as we're heading through the beginning part of the fiscal year that we don't see a downturn, because we saw in, I think it was October, November, December of last year, some really bad months, and things got a little bit better. So it's difficult to project, and that's why we think that it's important to have that revenue, half of the expenditure and revenue committee get together so they can help us get those revenue projections as tight as possible.